Karen has just joined us. Oh. Welcome, Karen. And yeah, we were talking about the Rose Festival, etc., with the War of the Roses and all sorts of roses. But
that's it, yeah.
We're going to be talking about another commemoration.
He's not a rose.
No, no, no.
Thanks a lot.
I thought he was going to say he's a thorn on our side.
But thorn.
And you're going to be starting a consultation on the 1916 rising commemoration and such. And maybe you'll tell us what they have in mind and what they hope to do, etc., etc.
Well, ask Austin if he remembers that time.
Oh,
I wouldn't risk that. There is a number of consultations around the city in the last while. One of them has been in Finglas, and there's been some in the ILAC Centre, the Central Library. And there is a team, they've set up a team in the Research Commemorations section, Heritage section in Dublin City Council, to go around and meet with local people, just because of the importance of the festival coming up. So they've set up a project team for 2016, for the 100 year anniversary, and they're going around to libraries and youth and community centres in local areas, just to talk about ideas for the festival. We've already had some interest from local groups ourselves, and some of the ideas that are coming in would be, you know, from one of the local art groups is that they're going to do a calendar based on paintings that they will do around the 1916 rising. There's been talk from some groups around acting out commemorations and stuff like that. So there's a lot of probably different ideas. So I think what they're doing here, and it's not run by ourselves, but by that section of Dublin City Council, I will go along, obviously, to invite people in local areas and for them to get a sense of what people would like to do in the local areas. Obviously, there'll be a lot going on in the middle of the city where everything took place. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of connections from the suburbs as well to the 1916. And I think they're trying to really get a lot of people are trying to get any handed down kind of, what would you say, stories around the rising, of relations that were involved, yeah, that sort of stuff. So really, it's a very wide, open area. I mean, it would be nice to see a number of different things. And I know they already called for applications for funding in all the newspapers. Dublin City Council did, and they will probably be announcing more funding. The funding had started for this year, even though it was the year before. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a team then inside, looking at all the applications and deciding on, you know, which ones to favour, and then how to support local projects. So I presume we'll be more involved in that as it goes along as well. So I suppose it seems to be, it's definitely the talk of the town for next year's festival. So
if that sounds very good, because yeah, you might remember what your granddad told you because he was involved something like that, you know, and that can give quite a bit of things, because when somebody tells you what they did or what they saw, that's the real thing.
Exactly, and there probably are some verbal, I suppose, handed down stories. I mean, obviously there won't be many, well, there may be some people who remember it, but less likely, you know. So, and there's lots of other commemorations going on, and I know already the Glasnevin museum run walks and which are great as well, because I went on one myself, and I know they're running one the last weekend of this month over the Saturday and Sunday. I'm just remembering now as I talk that they're running the Fenian tour again, which I happened to see at Easter, was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Around the rising, so they were calling all the famous historians and all the revolutionaries who died and who are buried in Glasnevin. So there's a lot of local stuff. So this is just a chance for maybe groups who wouldn't necessarily get a say to actually give their voice and to come up with maybe ideas on, be it art, be it historical storytelling, be it, you know, a drama, be it. So it's very wide open. And I think the reason why they're putting so much effort into this is because they want it to be a separate festival, separate to what we do. But we'll be linking in then. So it is exciting, and it's probably better to start it sooner so you can get everything in place, you know, the way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll do a big publication around all the different events coming up to the time, and I suppose that maybe the St. Patrick's Day Festival will be geared towards that next year, and all the, you know, so it's all close to it. So really, it's just very wide open, and so just to the local one we're having in this area, well, local enough to this area, I should say, is coming up, and it's on Tuesday the 21st between 7:30 and 9 o'clock, and it's in Donnycarney Community and Youth Centre, which is Collins Avenue East, Donnycarney. So it's beside the big church in Donnycarney there. And so they're inviting local people to come. There is a phone number and an email. Do you want to read that out, Austin, or will I?
No, you read it out there.
Okay, so to register, you need to either email or phone. The email address is commemorations, commemorations, at dublincity.ie. And the phone number is, it's a landline, it's 674-4870. Mm-hmm. And it says refresh, I presume tea and coffee will be provided. So that's as much as we have so far. So I suppose it's going to be important to go, and for our section to go as well, and have a look. But as I say, we're open to ideas anyway, ongoing about this, because we will have our own grants coming up again at the end of this year for next year. So anything focused on this will be hopefully looked upon favourably as well. So, you know, just and from being involved in some of the older persons groups and the men's sheds and that, like, people do have interesting stories about where they came from, and a lot of people from these areas, either part of their childhood was spent in the city, or else their parents come from the city. So there's a lot of connections to the area where all this happened, and this is, I suppose, what we're seeking. And
that's very good.
Yeah.
That's but the Dublin at that time was contained between the two canals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with regard to Dublin now, which has gone, there was Kildare everywhere in Lewood, etc., etc., it was very a concise area, and a very built-up area, and a very highly populated as such. And I remember one story. There was a mother and two children, and I don't know about the father, but there was a mother and two children that were living in the tenement, and the mother, around about Christmas time, said, "Now, on Easter weekend, if you collect up all your farthings and halfpennies," now, that's, they were the currency at the time the children would have, "we will go to Bray on the train for the day." So the children did run, collected all, whatever, and I think the fare to Bray for an adult, I think it was sixpence. I think it was around about that anyway. But anyway, the Easter wasn't happened on the Monday, and the two children, which were talking about this for months beforehand, it was like somebody going to Disneyland now, going to Bray and walk down along the promenade, etc., etc., weather being fine, etc., and they were so disappointed, they were crying for about 3 weeks. Now, that's just the type of thing that happened. And lots of people, Joe Duffy did a huge amount of work on identifying the amount of children that got killed in the 1916 rising. And the effect that it had on the social, its social impact on the city was enormous. Huge. But I think you're going about it the right way to commemorate it, not just as a military event.
Yeah, and I mean, historically, it's a huge event. For Ireland, for Dublin, so it is really important to commemorate
people,
it.
Because people had to do things different.
That was the way at the time, and you know, obviously there's politics involved, but in the commemoration, it's more like commemorations themselves. You're commemorating actual events, irrespective of your views on nationalism now or anything like that. It in historical terms, it's a hugely important event. So I think Dublin City Council does have a role in connecting to people in its city, obviously. And I think, they've put more resources into this particular thing. And I suppose, given what went on this year's one already in town, it was fantastic, the amount of stuff that was going on there. And that was the year before. So going on that, and there was lectures and everything, and reliving old times. And so you can only be excited to see what's going to be going on for the week I don't, maybe even longer for the festival next year. So this is just really the start of it. It's never too early to start this. Come along with your views, and if you can't come along, you can still link into our section in here, you know, the community section. I'll give my number at the end of the talk. We're always interested in people's experiences and any way they want to link in around this specifically.
Well, of course, I think maybe apart from the military end of it, of course, there was as many Irish people fighting against the other Irish people.
So it's
5,000 Irish soldiers in the British Army at that time.
But yeah, and all the stories that came out about that recently about the Irish fighting in the British Army and how they were treated when they came back.
Again.
And, you know, so all of that stuff has been, you know, it's been highly publicised recently, and it's all very important to our history. And it's all very interesting because, as you said, people didn't have the same choices as us. Yeah. And often their motivation for joining the British Army was that there was work for them. Yeah. And they had money to send home. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And I think it was a very passionate time. And we wouldn't be here if those events didn't happen.
Exactly.
So we're kind of just, you know, looking at that. And so it is a big deal, you know. And I think older people, when I say older people, the older generation will have been closer to that event than my generation. So it's kind of just important not to lose any stories that might be lost.
Yes,
they're not documented.
That's great. And if people want to tell you what they heard from a person who was involved in something or something was done, the name doesn't have to be.
Oh yes, out. Yeah. It can be just a story. Yeah.
Yes, because sometimes people would be embarrassed to say
about that.
But to tell the story that you heard, you don't have to give a name. Because the name won't be given out anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the stuff is will be stories anyway. People often, if they've had a relation, will be proud to say it. So I don't think... But yes, as you say, it doesn't have to be.
Yes, because the names won't be given out.
Yeah,
that Paddy Murphy did that or something. No, it'll be just that was done.